Okay, I did find the hippies wailing. I just couldn't do it.
I know. It's way too much for a Saturday morning.
So instead, Stevie Wonder did a soundtrack for a documentary, and maybe I've never seen it or never been released, but it was called The Secret Life of Plants. So I have no idea if the film or the documentary is based on what we're talking about. And this came out in late 78 or 80. Yeah, right. So there you go.
History. Thank you. We've been talking about The Secret Life of Trees. It's a book written by someone else can pronounce his name. Hang on. Go ahead.
Peter Wohlleben.
Wohlleben. Okay. And you can get that probably anywhere you can buy books. It's sold over 800,000 copies in, I can't remember where I read it in the article. Just in, I mean, it's become very popular in a short period of time. And it talks about how trees communicate and all the interconnecting to, we've been talking about roots communicating to each other and sharing sugars, this tree to support that tree, and the defenses it has when giraffes eat it and release a toxin. And creosotes do that. You know, they release a poison around them to keep other plants from growing.
Yeah. I'm never going to walk through the forest the same way. I'm going to be listening a little bit harder. I may even bring my amp meter.
Looking for signals. If you see somebody with, walking in the forest with
testing the amperage, with
and a foam hat,
tinfoil hat. Yeah, he'll have his tinfoil. He'll
have his tinfoil hat on. Hey, Rosie, take off your headphones and listen. Listen to the trees.
Oh, we've got a number of texts we're going to shoot through real quick here. We have Breen Apache Junction magnolia tree in the front yard, and gophers have torn up all around it. It doesn't seem to be hurting the tree, but they want to know, will it eventually? Is that good thing, bad thing? We talk about gardening, and you like to put worms in the garden. Is this a beneficial thing for aerating and roots and watering, or is this a bad thing? And
well, I tell people gophers are very easy to control. You just need several rattlesnakes in your yard, and you will not have gophers if you bring in the rattlesnakes.
Bonide's Molmax is also a great way to repel. So I think what I'm hearing is get the gophers out of there. And from Apache Junction, you've got Treeland Nurseries off of Arizona Avenue, and apply a little bit of Molmax. Next one from a 602 area code, we have Ask the Tree Wizard. Is it a good idea to have 2 inches of mulch around trees to keep them cool in the summer using grass, leaves, and organic materials?
Mulch is fantastic around trees, but we need to be careful about the area that goes right up to the trunk flare. You do not want to have mulch or soil in contact with the part of the tree as it enters into the ground. And we've discovered several tree diseases that will cause severe problems. One is called Phytophthora.
Can my lawn clippings from the lawnmower be a part of that mulch program?
It's better if they're composted first. Lawn clippings are not the best mulch. They're a little wet and they're a little green. But if they're composted, I tell people making good compost is like making good soup. The more ingredients and the longer time you let the soup work together, it's same with compost. More ingredients, longer time cooking it.
And you can buy a good composted mulch at a lot of nursery centers like Treeland. And what we find is that the mulch, it holds the soil temperature and holds the moisture. So you don't have the extreme variations.
And then the last question as we wrap up here in the last 2 minutes, this person wants to know, do landscapers have to be licensed? I see a lot of landscaper trucks and no ROC numbers. And we'll cover that a little bit more in the 9 o'clock hour, but that brings up a topic we want to talk about. When you're looking for tree help and professional, what it means to find an ISA certified arborist and the qualifications that it really takes to be a tree wizard.
Yes, the International Society of Arboriculture is an organization that accredits arborists, and they have to take continuing education units. So, yes, you can look up the ISA website. You can find certified arborists. Our guest here, Sarah, has just been put on the board of the International Society of Arboriculture Western Chapter, and so she is now going to be one of the tree wizard gurus in the Western Chapter, which includes Arizona, Nevada, California, and Hawaii.
Well, congratulations. That's you don't get placed there lightly.
Well, thank you. I thank you very much. And really, our goal is to continue education and to bring a lot more education to Arizona is my goal. We are really strong on education at Integrity Tree, and we have several of our tree workers now that have already taken their certified arborist tests, and we're awaiting their scores. And so we try to constantly teach and constantly keep up with the new science and everything that we've learned.
And y'all are both with Integrity Tree Service. If somebody's looking for a certified arborist to consult with or get a second opinion or have a plant health care diagnosis, itreeservice.com.
Yes.
And y'all know the phone number? You probably never call your own office, do you?
602-788-0005.
All right, Sarah Maitland and Rick Kober, thank y'all for being our Talking Trees expert this Saturday. I'm sure John will be recovered by next month. Kim will get him nursed back to health, and we'll have him in the second Saturday of every month. We talk trees here in the Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House. Coming up next,
I'm going to put on my aluminum foil antenna helmet and be prepared to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin in the open hour, 9 o'clock, coming up next.